Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Meseches Nedarim, Daf Beis. We're starting the Mesechta. The Mishnah says, Kol kinuye nedarim ki nedarim. A kinuye of a neder has the same din as a neder, v'charom k'charomim, and the cherim the same as a cherim, v'shuas k'shuas, and the shuah the same as a shuah, naziris k'naziris, and Nazir is the same as a Nazir. And the Gemara explains on this blot that really the Mishnah is saying two things, Kol kinuyi nidarim k'nidarim, and also Yodais nidarim k'nidarim. And now the Gemara explains how Yodais works. Yodais is when you say a Lashon, and you didn't finish the Lashon. Ha'im l'chavei m'janim m'cha, m'fishanim m'cha, m'chanim m'cha, shani eichalach, shani toyim lach, is Asir. And the Ran explains that Am Masechta is discussing Nidre Isser. There's also something called Nidre Hektish, when someone's Makdish something, Lebedek Habayis or Lemizbeach, Nidre Hektish, but then there's Nidre Isser, where someone asks a Dover a Mutter. And this Am Masechta is about Nidre Isser. Even the word Cherem, which could mean a Nidre Hektish, this Cherem Lebedek Habayis, but it also can mean Nidre Isser, the Ran says. And the Ran explains there are three ways you can make Nidre Isser. There's Iker HaNeder, there's Kinui, and there's Yadais. The main Neder, a Neder which is done through a Kinui, and a Neder is done through a Yad, like we said, an incomplete Lashon. What's Iker HaNeder? What's the correct Lashon of a Neder without coming on to any Kinui, any Yad? So the Ran says, you say, Dov is a Asur Alai. You declare that something is Asur. And the two ways you can make an Iker HaNeder, the Ran says. You could say, Dov is a Asur Alai, and not be matvisit, not be toil of Isser and anything else, not say any description to the Isser. Or you could be matvisit. You could say it's Asur like this. In other words, you're applying the Isser of one thing to this Chayfetz that you're trying to Asur. That's called Atfasa. And the Ran says, either of them is Iker HaNeder. You don't have to apply it to anything. You don't have to get the Isser from anywhere else. You could create the Isser yourself by saying, Neder Dov is a Asur Alai. But when you're Matfis, when you're applying the Isser, when you're taking the Isser from some other place, so you have to dafka be Matfis in a Dover another. You have to get the Isser from something else which is Asr, only Bedavar another which is Asr because someone made it Asr Beneder. V'loi Bedavar Asr, he brings the Gemara in Shavuos that learns it out, Ki Yid Neder Hashem, at Shi Yid Bedavar another. And that's how the Ran introduces Kinuyim, because he says, once we have this concept of Atfasa, a Neder can be made by applying an Isr of one thing, as long as it's a Davar another, to this Isr you're making now. So when you say, Kikir Zeh like carbon, so you're applying the Issa carbon to this Kikir that you're having now, you're doing Atfasa, that's also a Neder. That's Iker HaNeder. Iker HaNeder includes saying Dov is a Asur Alai without Atfasa, or making Atfasa. And when you make Atfasa, you don't even have to say Asur. All you could say is Kikir Zeh like a carbon. So that's when we get into Kinuyim. Kinuyim, all the Kinuyim in the Mishnah, Kainim, Kainich, and Kainis, which is in the Mishnah, coming up on Daf Yud, they're all a kinui to the word carbon. Where does the word carbon fit into neder? Because since a neder could be done ayidei atfasa, and even if you didn't say asur, you just said dov is like a carbon. There are three ways you can make the neder. You could say dov is a asur. You could say dov is a asur like a carbon. You could say dov is a like a carbon. When you say dov is a like a carbon, if instead of using the word carbon, you use the word kainim, kainach, or kainis, that's a kinui. Now, kipshuta, you learn that the gedder adover of why you need a dover another and not a dover asur is, since you're saying that this thing is becoming asur, not that it always was asur, not that the Torah made it asur, but you now are shafting a new isur, an isur al-piv on the dover. So in order to apply it to something else which is Asur, if you're going to use something which didn't become Asur through somebody's action, it was always Asur. So that has nothing to do with neder. You have to be matfis, you have to take an issu, which is a similar issu to what you're trying to do now. You're saying this particular thing should be like something else. That something else has to be asur, in the same way this thing that you're making asur is going to be asur, which is an ayah issu, an issu that you shaf. Mashen kein adavar asur, not an issu which you shaf. So mela has nothing to do with the nadir. So that's why that tvasa can't be atvasa. Now the Ritva, in the beginning of the second perek, he says a different tam, a very mechudish dikat tam, and with this tam will help us understand another inyan, that here the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis says that a shvu is an issa gavra, and a ned is an issa chavtsa. What exactly does that mean? Which also kipshutei means that by a neder, you're shafing a chalais issa. You're making this thing asa, you're shafing a chalais issa on the zach. That's what it means, it's an issa chefsa. Mashenki by Yeshua. There's no chalais issa in the zach. The zach doesn't have a chalais issa in it. You made a shvua, you have to keep your word. That's an issa gavra. There's nothing wrong with the thing. Just like when you make a shvua to do something, there's bechlal no issa. You have to keep your word. You can't violate your shvua. That's something with the gavra. Mashenki neder, the sign of neder is you're saying, dovah ze asur alai, you're shafing a chalais issa. You're not promising you're not going to eat it. Napshat, you have to keep your word, meaning you made a schaivis on yourself not to eat it? No. You shaft the chalais isser on the zach. That's the yisayit of an isser chefzer. That's how you would learn kipshutai. But let's see the Ritva. The Ritva says, Tamid de Milsa, the reason why you have to be matfis b'davar another, not by a davar asser, mishum the chaz of an avela ein gufan asser isser chefzer, the guf is not asa isa chefsa, elakia adam asa laichlan. Vim ken kainim dava isa chefsa, heich shaych loim ishi asa kenevela, shanevela ain isa begufa yesa meheta de alma. Vava kaimer, kikis a asa kabasa chulan shloim aklum. Zakhtaran, you know why you need a dover another and not a dover asa? Because a dover asa, the isa is an isa gavra. There's nothing asa about the thing. The isa is an isa gavra. So Mela, since there's nothing awesome about the thing, there's nothing beguf in issa, there's no chalais issa in the thing, you're trying to make the neder to be an issa chefsa, you're being matvisit. In a davar asur, that's an issa gavra. So be'etzim etzad the chefsa, there is no issa there. It's like you're being matvis bechulim v'loya mekla. That's state in the Ritva. Now l'chayr, it's a pella to hear such a thing. If you learn kipshutai, that the yisayit of an issa chefsa means that the thing itself has a chalais issa in it. As opposed to shvu as an issa gavra, it's just a din, you have to keep your word. There's nothing wrong with the chayfetz itself, just you have to keep your word. So to them, chazer and avela, there's no chalais issa. There's no tumah in the chazer and avela, it's not chal and issa in it. Can't be such a thing. It's mamish chazer, it's treif, avadin is an issa in it. Avada the chefs itself is a chatichas issa. So what does the Ritva mean? That Isurei Torah are an issa gavra. What's the pshat in that? So Reb Shimon Shkop says a mayudika musig, a tifa musig. Says Pashit, when the Torah asks chazer in avela, what's the pshat that it's asur? Is it because you're not allowed to chepa with the chazer in avela? The Torah wants to protect the chazer and the nevela, avada not. Avada, everyone understands. The Torah wants to protect the mensch. Chazer, nevela is tome. Like all Yisurei Torah, has a tumma, has a chalais. Avada has a chalais issur. But the pshat is, it's tome. And by taking it into yourself, you're staring yourself. The guf Yisrael is a zaykadish, you can't take into it chazer and nevela. That's called an issa gavra in the Ritva's terminology. The sight of neder is kain like a carbon, even idra yisr. The chalais issa you're making by neder is a pshat, just like a carbon. How come you're not allowed to eat a carbon? Not because the carbon is tame, it's going to be metame you and a tmei simbom. That's not the pshat, fakert. The carbon is kaddish l'Hashem. And you can't chep him with the epish to zazach. You can't go and eat something. It doesn't belong. It's the Eveshtis. That's the Isser of eating a carbon. Nidra Isser work in the same gather. Ish ki yida nedel Hashem. It's like atvasas kedusha on the zach. You find in the Gemara, you make a kainim klali, there's a ganze shail of this me'il on it. You're making a kedusha. Even if you're making a kainim prati, even if it's something which is not even yours, it's somebody else's, you're not making hektish. It doesn't belong to hektish. It's bechlal not mamon gevaya. Anyone else is allowed to eat it. But the sight of the chalais isser is, ain't like an isser hektish. To make it very concrete, it's ke'ein, like it says in the Gemara, l'gabi all food, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, v'aretz nasam le'adam, kan kaidim bracha, kan la'achem bracha. That b'emes and everything belongs to the Eivishta. You need a hetter to eat it. If you don't make a bracha, the Gemara says, y'geiz l'akadosh baruch hu, and it vibes like a mall, o'ichel v'ay bracha, es p'sam i'lazah. Even though it's chul and gemurim, it's not hektish, because everything belongs to the Eivishta. Now, for us, the Eivishta gives a hetter for us to eat it. Now that you're putting back this iser, that it's keilu like it's the Eivishta's. That's the yisayit of this and that. That's the pshat nedas and iser chavtza. You're making a kedusha in the zach. Kanam is blind like a kedusha saguf, and you can't do it mitzad the chavtza. You can't chep with the chavtza just like by hektish. So that's how the Dvar explains. Nedas and iser chavtza, not only because there's a chalais iser. But that is an issa chavsa because there's a chalais kedusha. There's something in the chavitz now which you can't chep with that thing. As opposed to chazer and avela, where the pshat is there's no kedusha b'chlal, it's chul and gemurin. The pshat is going to stare you, it's going to stare the gavra if you eat it. That's Rav Shimon Shkav Svara, Miksas Taisv's beer. It's at the end of Siman Aleph in the Chedusha Rav Shimon Yudha Akain. Now, the Ranit said that there's two things that could be an ikka neder. You could say, Dov, bein she tfisa, bein shalai tfisa is both ikka neder. Im tfisa, you have to imatvis b'davar aser. Davar another, not davar aser. Habem is in the two mahalchim in the Rishaynim. This is the mahalch of the Ramban and the Rajman Shvus, Perik Imbal Dafchav, that the Ran quotes that Gemara. But the Ritvodhiyam, and as I say, Mashman the Rosh, saying the Pirish Rosh on the side over here, saying the Piskei Rosh, that they hold that Iker and Neder is only with Atfasa. There's no other way to make a Neder other than being Matfis. That's Iker and Neder. And if you say Dov is an Asur Alai and you're not Matfis, that works out to Yad. We finish your words, Kekarbin. But Be'etzim, the only real Iker and Neder, the only Lashon which is saying the whole Neder is by saying Kekarbet. And the Ran in Shuas also goes with this Mahalach, his Masberit. He says the side of the Issa Neder is because Kaidish Issa Chalipin, and that's how you make a Neder. Just like you could be Mamshach Kedusha, Hektish, from one Chavitz to another, Kaidish Issa Chalipin, you can make a Temura, you can make a Pinyon, you can be Mamshach the Kedusha from one Chavitz to the other. That's the Hilchas Nedarim to Imam Shech Kedusha from a Davar another, from Karbonis to the Chayfetz that you're answering now. And there's no other way to make an Isser. The Ran here in Nedarim and the Rashban, the Ramban, they hold. And the Rambam is Mashman this way too, they hold. That you could Shaf an Isser. Davar is an Asur Alay, that's the Iker and Eder without being Mamshecha from any place. Now you also could be Mamshecha. There's two ways to find a man to make an Eder. You could Shaf the Isser yourself, or you can even matfis it from somewhere else, as long as you're being matfis with davar another. Now the Rosh, the Ritva, and the Ran in Shavuos is maskana, is that no, there's only one way to make a neder. Being mamshech from a carbon davar is like a carbon or like a davar another. You have to get the iser from somewhere. If you say davar is a asalai, that only works out yad. So Mishnah Lamelech, Perik Aleph, Zadar Malach Tess, he brings a tshuva from the Maralbach, and Blevi ibn Chaviv. Case was, someone got angry at his wife, and he said, Areat Asr alai ki ima. And the Maralbach says that it's at his Asr. Aye, he was Matfis Badavar Asr. Talk to Maralbach. If you said Areat alai ki ima, so then it wouldn't work. That's being Matfis Badavar Asr. But if you say Areat Asr alai ki ima, so Areat Asr Alai is already a neder. So you already have a fart to get nether. Now that you said ki'ima, you're not going to mess it up by saying ki'ima. You already have a nether at osur alai. Now that you said ki'ima, that doesn't mess up your nether. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech. And this chiddush that he's saying, this chiddush l'chumra, would only be shayich if you nem on this yisayin that a reyat osur alai is the ikir aneder. You don't need the yad. So memela reyat osur alai is a fartig alosh aneder. It's a complete losh aneder. And memela you say ki'ima, you can hear his svar, it shouldn't mess it up. You can hear his svar that it could mess it up. If you said osur alai, that means you're shafing the yisir. Now that you're saying osur alai ki'ima, you're saying I'm not shafing the yisir. I want to be mamshech the Issa from Ima. And you can't, because Ima is not a dover or another. But you can hear his svar. It could be no. Marayat Asur Lai is already a complete lush and nether. You're not going to mess it up afterwards. But if you hold like the Rishainim, like the Ritva, like the Rosh, like the Ran and Shavuos, that is no, Marayat Asur Lai is not a lush and nether. It's only a yat. Not a complete lush and nether. Marayat Asur Lai is a yad, harayat osur alai, a carbon. So there, if you yourself complete it differently, a yad is only if you don't complete it. If you complete it and you say, harayat osur alai ki'ima, avadil, that can't work out to yad. Avadil, if he knows Rishainim, it's wrong and it's mutter. Karinari points out that the Ran and Shavuos is mashma. In the beginning, the Ran and Shavuos was going with the Mahalach that Harayat Asur Alai is itself a Lash and Neder, and still the Ran and Shavuos is clear that even like that side, even when you said Harayat Asur Alai Kechazir, it also wouldn't be a Neder. Because even though you have a Faratik a Lash and Neder with Kikas Asur Alai, when you say Kechazir, then you mess it up. Kikas Asur Alai means you'll make the Yisr. Kikas Asur Kechazir means you mamshach the Yisr from Chazir, which you can't because it's a Davar Asur. Al Kapanim, if you hold Davas Asur Lai is a Lashon Neder complete, then there could be two Tzadim. Hashegen, if you're like the other Rishainim, that Davas Asur Lai is not a Lashon Neder, it's only a Yad for Kekardin, then Avada, if he says Ki'ima, Avada, it wouldn't be a Neder. The Mishnah Melech also asks a Stirim that the Ran here says that Ikir Neder is Davas Asur Lai, Bein Shetvisa, Bein Shleit Visas Ikir Neder, and he says, like I explained in Shavuos, and you look in Shavuos, and there he says Vakaret, that the Ikened is Dafke if you say Dav is also like a carbon, and if you say Dav is also like, it only works out Yad, because the Dharm only work out Kodesh Eisach Halipin, so you can Imam Shech the Yisr. Imam Shver in the Steer in the Ran, and it's particularly Shver because he says Kameshach Safti B'Shavuos. Many Achreinim speak about it. But I think, by me it's clear, the Achrayim didn't have the Chedushi Aran on Shavuos that we have, the Chedushi Aran on the Shas and Shavuos. All they had was the Ran on the Rif, which was clearly written later than the Chedushim we wrote on the Shas and Shavuos. If you look good, you'll see in the Chedushi Aran and Shavuos, the ones on the Gemara, he clearly goes with the Mahalach of the Ramban and the Rashba there, that the Ikra Neder is without Atfasa, Dov is Asla is the Ikra Neder, Atfasa is another way to make a Neder. He clearly goes that way. Then in the Ran and the Rif and Shavuos, he quotes the exact same Lashon he wrote in the Ran and Chedushim and Shavuos, almost word for word, with some corrections, some revisions. After he's finished the whole shtickle, where it comes out that the Ikra Neder is Dov is Asla, like that itself is an Ikra Neder, he asks three kashas, which aren't in the Chedushim Ran and the Gemara and Shavuos, so just in the Ran and the Rif. Obviously, he was being chayzer from the shtickle, and then he says his big yisayin that no, neder is only when you're matfis, when you're not matfis, it works on tziad. So it's very, very clear, if you look, that when he wrote the Chedushei Ran and the Gemara and Shavuos, he held that neder was even when you say dov is asolai, and when he wrote the Ran and the Rif and Shavuos, he quotes his entire shtickle, almost verbatim. And then he goes and he asks Kashis and he's chayzer from the shtickle. That's obvious. It's pashit that when he wrote over here in the Dorin, Kamesha Kasafti Shom B'Shavuos, he didn't yet write the Ran on the Rif in Shavuos. He just meant Kamesha Kasafti Shom B'Chadushim on the Gemara, because that's all he had. Hamel is no stir b'chlal. Is two mahalachim that the Ran had? The Ran had a mahalach first when he was younger, like the Rashban, the Ramban, that Ikka Neder is without a tvasa. You can have a nikah and ed without a tvasa. And then afterwards, he was chayzim, mikayach kushis, came up with a brand new yisayin, that the ik and eder is out with that tvasa. And that's mamash klar muchrich to anyone who sees the chedushi aran al hashas on Shavuos. And Achrayim didn't have it. So Mela, it makes sense that they would think, if he says, k'mashe k'safti sham v'shuas, it means the ran that we have on the riff in Shavuos. And Mela, they were bothered by the steerit. And I have a lot of other dugmais that it's klar by me. Whenever the ran says in the darim, k'mashe k'safti sham v'shuas, he means zicha, he means only the ran and the chedushim and the gemara in Shavuos. The Ran and the Rif in Shavuos very often, he's learning another Mahalach, and it's clear from the two Svarim, the Ran and Gemara in Shavuos, the Ran and the Rif in Shavuos, that he had one Mahalach, and then he was Chayzer to another Mahalach. Because apparently he wrote the Ran and the Darim in between the Chedushei Ran and the Shas in Shavuos, and the Ran and the Rif in Shavuos, Hadvarim Bruhim. And now let's discuss the Inyan of Kinuyim. The Mishnah says, Kol kinuyin nidarim kinidarim, and charam kacharamim, shuas kashuas, nazirus kinazirus. And the Mishnah Daf Yud explains what the kinuyim are. Kinuyin nidarim is kainim, kainach, and kainis, instead of carbon. Charamim is chayrif, chayrit. Different lishainis, kinuyin nazir is nazich, pazich. Now, what are kinuyim? There's machlaikis, ebechim, and mishlakish, which the Ran brings down. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kinuyim are Lashon Nachim. That the Lashon Goyim speak. It's not Lashon Kodesh, it's the Lashon that the Goyim speak. And Rish Lakish says, Lashon Shebodulem Chachamim Lias Neidibet. It's a Lashon the Chachamim made up in order to make a Neder. Like the Gemara there says, they didn't want you to say Neder Lashem, to say Hashem's name. If you would say Karbon, you might say Karbon Lashem. So since it said to say the word Kainim, so a person wouldn't say Kainim Lashem. Mar explains, really, there's nothing wrong with saying carbon Lashem and saying Hashem's name, but you might say Lashem carbon, and then you might say Lashem and forget to say carbon, or come at Eskar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. The male, said, don't say carbon, say kainim, so people won't be tempted to say Lashem. So the Ran explains, if you say, like Rabbi Yochanan, kinuyim Lashem Nachemei, the Ran's explaining why kinuyim work. How do you know kinuyim work? Minani mili that kinuyim work. Teol like Rabbi Yochanan, Sak Diran Pashit, the Darim Nemarim Bechaloshin. There's no Din Lashon Kodesh by Neder. Any language you want to use for Neder is fine. So, Mel, that's why Lashon Nachem work. Now, the Ran is bothered. Why do we have to mention these particular Kinuyim? Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. And we say, what's Kinuye Nedarim Kainim Kainach Kainis? Just say any Lashon. So, the Ran brings a Pirish from Achacha Megadah Abudabar Abchisdoi. That he says that a Lashon Nachem is a Lashon Gomer. So that's Pashat the Neder is a Neder. But these Lashonis aren't real Lashonis. They're really Lashon Kodesh, which is Nishtabish. They're trying to say the word carbon, but the word got corrupted and turned into Kainim and Kainach. It's a Shibush. It's a mistaken Lashon. You would think it's not called a Lashon. Kamash Mala, no, it is a Lashon. Koshkein Shai Lashonis Nachem. And that's why it's called kinuyim, like a lashon mechana shem lechaveray, a nickname. So a kinuyim is the pshat, it's not the real lashon, it's not the real word, but it's a word that people use. In Taisus, Sai Taisus him, Sai Taisus in Nazar Daf Beis, says a different teretz. He says that kinuyim are better than shai l'shainis, because shai l'shainis only work when you understand the lashon. If you understand the lashon, then the lashon works. Lashon Kodesh works even if you don't understand the Lashon. These Kinuyim, since they're a corruption of Lashon Kodesh, they have the same mind of Lashon Kodesh, they work even if you don't understand what the word means. So the Rashi is very bothered with this Yisayit. He says, Mimanefshach, if you understand that you're making an Eder, even though you don't understand what the word means, you don't know that Kainim means carbon, but you happen to know that when you say kikazek kainim, you're making an eder on it. That you know. You don't know that the word kainim means carbon. You don't know what it means. But you know you're making an eder. He says, that's your work. It's pivoli by shoving. You plan on making an eder, and your mouth said an eder. What's the difference if you don't know what the word means? Elamai, if any time you don't know what the word means, it's not called pivoli by shoving. That means that you're just saying a word without knowing what it means. So it's not cool that you have das, even though you have das for an edda, but you don't have das for what the word means. So I have a zayshalash and kaidish also should be the same problem. What's the chiluk? So the Rashba holds even less than the Ran. The Rashba holds that kinuyim are regular lashonis nachrim. He said, you know why they're called kinuyim? Because lashon kaidish is the main lashon. Every other lashon compared to lashon kaidish is a kinuy. It's a regular thing. The reason why they said kainim, kainich, and kainis, because these were the common lashonis. There's no vart of kinuyim. It's all just means in a different language. That's the Rashba shita. Al-Kaban and the Mali Taisis though held that no, that there's a chilek. Shai L'Shainis you have to understand. And Lashon Kodesh you don't have to understand. What's the vart? So the emes is even by other dinim. You have by Kriyishma. The Rambam says, in Ilchiz Kriyishma Perek Beis Alacha Yud, that when a person says Kriyishma B'chol Lashon, he has to understand the Lashon. And Lashon Kodesh he doesn't say such a thing. And Lashon and Shai L'Shainis says you have to understand the Lashon. And it's Bamis and the Taisis in the beginning of the seventh parak of Saita, that Kriyishma and Tefillah, you have to understand the Lashon if you're saying it B'Shal L'Shainis. And that's what the Magen Avram says in Siman Samach Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah passes away Alachal L'Maisa, that by Shal L'Shainis, it only works if you understand the Lashon, Mashenkin Lashon Kodesh. What's the Pshat? So the B'Alachal then, Siman Samach Beis explains, Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon Be'etzim. The words inherently mean what they mean. Inherently. Lashon Kodesh was what the Eivishta made, the Lashon. The words inherently mean it. Whether you understand it or not, that's what the words mean. Mashenkin Shai L'Shainis, that's not a Lashon B'etzim. It's like the Ran calls Shai L'Shainis, like we'll get to it soon. It's a Haskama. People just decided that this is what the word means. It's an assigned word. So if you understand the Lashon, that means that for you, that's what the word means. If you don't understand the Lashon, so it's meaningless. That's not called the Lashon. Person who understands English, when he says something in English, that's what the word means. If he doesn't understand Russian, and he says words in Russian that's transliterated, they mean nothing to him. That's not saying it in a different Lashon. That's gibberish. Lashon Kodesh, that's what the word means. It's be'etzim. It's not just because it's an assigned that way. Whether you understand it or not, that's what it means. Lashon umayis is the pshat. Dafka, if you understand it, then it's a lashon for you. Then that's what it means. Hashem, you don't understand it, it's not what it means. Mamela, taina taisis a chiddish, that by these lashonis, even though it's not lashon kodesh, but it's a shibish of lashon kodesh. You're trying to say a lashon kodesh word. It got corrupted. That also has the same chashivas of lashon kodesh, and it's considered kilu, it means it be'etzim, even if you don't understand it. So here are three pshatim in Rabbi Yochanan. We have the Rashba that says, or Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that kol lashon works in only lashon kodesh. That's the whole pshat. It's not a shibush. It's not a corruption. It's a regular lashon. And there's no chid. The chiddush is just that kol lashon works. That's it. There's no bezunder chiddush of kainim, kainich, and kainis. We have the Ran that says that because it's a shibush of lashon kodesh. It's not an official lashon. That you'd have a havamina. It's worse. Kamash Malon, that even though it's a shibush, it's a good lashon. And you have Taisus the other way, that since it's a shibush of Lashon Kodesh, it's better. It has the mind of Lashon Kodesh, it's a Lashon even if you don't understand it. Now we have Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is Lashon Shabadu Lem Chachamim. So then there's a Machlekes Rishainim. Also three Shittas. The Ran says that Me'acha, that Chachamim were Baid of this Lashon, it blames the Lashon. He says, because what's language? Language is Askamas Kaluma. It's an assigned meaning. We decided that's what it means. Is a male of the Chum decide? They could also assign a meaning. Just like the Ummah could assign a meaning, Chum could also assign a meaning. It vibes like a regular Lashon. Now, Taisus didn't hold this way. Taisus held that Laman Diyam Lashon Shabbatulam Chachamim, it only works Midirabbana. Taisus disagrees with the Svar of the Ran. He holds if the Ummah decides, that's what a Lashon is. But if the Ummah ever decided that way, it was a Lashon Shabadu Lem Chachamim, so the Chum just made up a new Lashon. That doesn't make it a Lashon. No one talks that way. It's Lashon Shabadu Chum Lias Neidim Hem. It's not a Lashon. So one chat in Taisus is that Yitaka only Chayim and Kunim Midir Rabbanan. Taisus here and in Nazir muches with this thing that how could a Nazir bring a carbon Nazir Lazara if it's only midrabanan. Teizu Naza says, and a chinami doesn't bring karbanis. Kol kenu nazirus kenazirus is only legavi the issa, not legavi the carbon. Taisus here says that kinuye nedarim are lashin shabbat amachacham, but kinuye nazirus rishlakish has to be made in a lashin nachrim. But then Taisus says another svar. He says a svar, two svaris, not so clear to pshat. We'll just say them over. He says kaven to kinu chacham shen noydrim bahani lishni havi keik nazirus. It blames like Ikan Aziris. They have a kayach to make that takana like Ikan Aziris. It doesn't sound like he means like the Ran of Ligara has come as Chachom Maskanasim. Sounds like a special kayach Chazal have. Not misvara, that if Chazal just made a skomad, that should be the same as a skom of the Umus. What's the difference? The Umus is a skom, the Chazal's a skom. Sounds like a special kayach Chazal have, a kayach of takana, that they could shaf a lashon nazirus, even though it's not really a lashon. Second Teretz Taisa says is, Oydei Shleimar, kevin shetinkinu chacham mani lishni, kavonis anoydu l'nedu gomer, v'gomer b'liboy la'saysa ki'ikir ha'lashon. The kavon of the neider is l'nedu gomer, and he's gomer b'liboy to make it ki'ikir ha'lashon. I don't really understand that too well. Lamais, it's not a Lashon Eder. So how could his kavana to make it a Lashon Eder turn it into a Lashon Eder? So the violin, the way we're learning, everyone holds in order for an Eder to be Chal, you have to say a Lashon Eder. You don't need Lashon Kaidish. Shaila Shainis are good, but you need a Lashon. If you hold Lashon Nachim, so it's like Shaila Shainis. Even though it's a Shibush, it's considered a Lashon. And maybe even better, like Taisus holds, it's considered Lashon Kodesh, where you don't even have to understand the Lashon. That's if you hold Lashon Umos. If you hold Lashon Shabbat Olam Chachamim, either that turns it into a Lashon, or a Taka only works Min Rabbanan, and then we have that other Pshat from Taisus that his Kavano or the Takanas Chachamim can make it into a Lashon. I saw a Gevaldige Shtickle from Shul Yuzovsky, Anaya Mahalach in the Sugya. He says it in the Rambam. And he says like this. The Rambam, when he brings down Kinuyim, he holds like the Ran, that Kinuyim is a Shibush. He says, Yesh mekaymish ansheim alogim, that people don't know how to speak properly, mafsidim es haloshin, umchanan al dover bedover acher, hochin shom acher a kinuy. And he says, Aloshin, v'chol kyeitzib zeh brings kainim kainach kainis, kol kyeitzib zeh hochin ach aloshin klal ha'om, ba'is samakim ba'is zman. So he says it's a shibush, and he says it works, and you go bus to the lashon ha'am ba'isei makam ba'isei zman is the lashon of the Rambam. So the Rambam is masking that kinuyim has to be the way they talk in this particular place. If they don't talk this way in this place and this time, even though in a different place or in a different time they talk that way, it doesn't work. Now, is this a klal? The Rambam only says it's klal by shibushim. He doesn't say this klal by all the shyness. The Rambam by Krishma, Hilchos Krishma Perek Beis Halacha Yud says, a lashon that you understand is called a lashon. He doesn't say they have to speak this lashon in your place. The emphasis is a tumble about this. The Bi'al Halacha, in Simon Samach Beis Lagavi Krishma, he says a gewaldig chiddush. It says Krishma is nemeris b'chol lashon. Zok to be Halacha, it's near a Pasha to him. It's Dafka, a place where in this place they speak that Lashon. But if you say it in a Lashon, even a Lashon you understand, but they don't speak it in this place, if people don't speak this Lashon, you say it in Chinese in America, Kadaima, in America they don't speak Chinese, you're not Yaitza, even though you speak Chinese. And he says it in Misvara, and then he brings a Makar from the Ridva here in the Darim. And the Ritva says that Lashon Nachrim only work in the place of Lashon Nachrim. And the Ritva is taka mashma like the Bi'al Halacha, that Tain is of Shmuel Zavsky. But the Bi'al Halacha himself brings that the Sugya Megillah is not mashma that way by Lo Yish Hashem Mashuris. And he says maybe Megillah is different because of Pesume Nisa, but the Rana Megillah is not mashma that way. Zagdib Shmuel, the Rambam is not mashma that way. The Rambam says you need a Lashon Shumevina. He doesn't make any t'nai that they have to speak that in that in this place, that Lashon. And here in the Nedarim, when he's discussing a Shibush, he says they have to speak that lashon, they have to speak that shibush in this place. Vilreb Shmuel Ruzovsky Tainan, that according to the Rambam, hayoyset a shibush is bechal not a lashon. It's a new din in the Dharm that you don't need a lashon. As long as they speak it in this place, that's called the dibur. That's called the vatib esusayim, even though you're not saying a lashon. But as gedar, dafka when they speak this shibush in this place. But it works because even though it's not a lashon. And zogdim shmuel zavsky azay. The Gemara in Daf Gimel, Amin Aleph, has a pasuk being marba kinuyim in yadais. Ish kiafli linda neder, the rabbis kinuyim in yadais. All the rishonim are either not goyers kinuyim, or they say that kinuyim is just their extra. There's no drasha for kinuyim. And the Ran explains, because Yuman Hamshach, if kinuyim are lashon achrim, you don't need a drasha. And if kinuyim is lashon shabbat ha-chachamim, how could there possibly be such a drasha? And all the Rishayim also say, you don't need a drasha for kinuyim, even though the girsa we have in the Gemara is that there's a drasha for kinuyim. The Rishayim either meichik the girsa or say that it's extra, the drasha is for yadais. But the Yerushalmi, Zaktiv Shmuel, the Yerushalmi brings a drasha for kinuyim without yadais. It's very hard to magi in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, one pasuk to tell you kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, and another pasuk to tell you kinuyim charam is kecharamim, and another pasuk to tell you kinuyim yeshuas is keshuas, and a fourth pasuk telling you kinuyim naziris is kenaziris. You need a pasuk for all four, and all four times Yishami says kinuyim menat yadais. That's mashman, and it is a drasha. So, the mefarshim in the Yishami, the Karban Eda, the Pnei Meisha, they say, why do you need a drasha for kinuyim if it's lashon achrim? Nedarim nemarim b'chol lashon. So they say, like the Ran, because since it's a shibush, so you would think it's not a lashon. But the Ran didn't want to learn that way. Befrat, you don't need four psukim. The pasuk doesn't tell you what's a lashon, what's not a lashon. And it's not a din in nedarim. It's not a din in l'shaynis. But that's lefi the Ran, and the way the Rishayim learn is that even nedarim you need a lashon. So memela, there can't be a pasuk by Nedarim teaching you what's a lashon. But according to the Rambam, you can learn that the pasuk's teaching you don't need a lashon. And memela, the pasuk could be for both things. If you're all kinuyim lashon achrim, or kinuyim lashon shabbat l'mekachamim. If you're going tzu'alts lashon, it's not called a lashon. If you're all lashon achrim, it's not called a lashon because it's a shibush. It's not the ikka lashon. If you hold Lashon Shabbat Chacham, it's not called a Lashon because he holds like Taisus. You don't say Legar Eskodim Schacham Nir Eskamasam. It's not a Lashon. But the Pasuk is mad even if it's not a Lashon. But if it's clear from your Dibur that your intention is to make an Eder, it works even if it's not a Lashon. And for that, the Rambam says it has to be that they use this Shibish Beis Makam Beis Zman. Because since you're not using a lashon, so it has to be clear from your neighbor, has to be based on makom or based on man. So the Ritva, like we said, holds you do need a lashon for nedarim. So in the Ritva, it's takam muchrich that even for krishma, it's only called the lashon if they speak the lashon in that place. But like we said, the Rambam's not mashman that way. Other rishonim aren't mashman that way. No other place can bring this tanai. A lot of places can say Krishma Nem Chaloshin. No one mentions such a Tanai that you need that they should speak the Lashon in that place. But the Rambam is saying, by Nedarim, you don't need a Lashon. That's the din of Kinuyim with Asa Rambam. It's Exeris that costs of you Bechalal don't need a Lashon. You just need a Dibur that tells us that you want to make an Eder. That's good enough. For there, and only there, the Rambam says it has to be that they speak the way Ba'isim Makam or Ba'isim Man. Says he brings that the briskerav, he heard b'shem the briskerav, that even though Krishma is nema b'chal lashin, it won't work kinuyim. A shibish won't work. You need dafka lashin. By nedarim, then it works. Then it's called a levatib esvasayim, even without a lashin. But for Krishma, you need mamash a lashin gomer. That's what he brought b'shem the briskerav. So then, the other ishainim is not mashman that way. If the other Rishayim say you don't need a pasuk for kinuyim, because it's pashit, nedarim, nemarim, b'chol lashin, vices, the old kinuyim is called the lashin. Otherwise, you might need a pasuk to tell you this yisoid that you don't need a lashon. But in the Rambam, it's good to brisk her up. In the Rambam, that's mashma, it's not a lashon. He's mashma, you have to understand, it has to be what they speak by Yisra Makam of Yisra's man, which he doesn't say that by Shah Lashon, it's dafka by a shibush. In the Rambam state, that shibush is not a lashon. And if you learn like the Yerushalmi, not like the way the Rishonim, Amagia Gemara, and say that you're not Goyrus or Ribu of Kanuim, but if you go with the Yerushalmi, which is mashma very, very clear, and there is a ribui, there is a pasuk teaching you kinuyim, so then you could say like the Brisker Rav, it's dafka, din and nedarim, that a shibish is good enough, even though it's not a lashon, but for krishma, you need a lashon, mele kinuyim won't work. One more nekuda. The Ran has a whole discussion here, if shvua needs a askaris hashem. The Ran says like this, he brings a raya, shvua does not need a askaris hashem. Because since kol kinu yeshuas kishuas, Mar is saying a chiddush that kinu yeshuas shvuka shvusa, that that's called the kinu yeshua, it works. Zak derami manavshach. If you said Hashem's name, it's mavur and kama gemara, saying Hashem's name without saying the word shvua is also a shvua. Just saying Hashem's name makes it a shvua. So, if you said Hashem's name, you have to come on to the din of kinu. You said Hashem's name, that kufa makes it a shvua. Elamai, you didn't say Hashem's name. And still you see that when you have the Lashon Shvua, Kini, it works without Hashem's name. Mamash Mukhach, that's Tainat the Ran. That's what the Ran holds in and Dara, that the Shvua doesn't need Hashem, doesn't need the Shem Hashem. Chayesh Takarayim, the Reb Naftali, who wants to say a teretz for the Rishonim that hold that a Shvua does need Askaras Hashem, that maybe you could say like this, that it works when you say Hashem's name without saying the Lashon Shvua, is Altiat. Whenever you say Hashem's name, you say Hashem's name that you'll do this, or Hashem's name that this is true. It's called the Shvua Altiat. We understand you mean the Shvua. We're going with the Burai to make a Shvua. So just like we said before, from the Mishnah Lamelech, that if the Ikan Eder is Atfasa, the Ikan Eder is Dafk when you say Davazah is Kekarbin. So even though when you say Davazah Asr Lights of Ade Asr, it's a yad, it applies like you said, davis is also like a carbon. But if you fear ice, a different lashon, you fear ice, davis is also like a chazir, doesn't work. Even though you said davis is also, because davis is also not a fartig deeper, it's not a complete deeper by itself, it's a yad for a carbon. But you said something else, you said kechazir. So come dice, you messed up the lashon. We can't have a yad when you yourself completed it. So here also, when you say Hashem, that itself is not a lashon shvuah. When you say the Shem Hashem, it's a yad for a shvua. So if you say shvuka or shvusa, you say a kinoi, so come days you said a wrong lashon, so you messed it up. So la'ilam, a shvua needs a Shem Hashem. And a kinoi also is when you said Shem Hashem, but without the din of kinoyim, so you messed up the lashon by saying a wrong lashon. Rav Shmuel Zavsky Tainis, it's not such a good dimyan. Over there, when you say stam dovazer asr, we understand you mean kekarbon, but you fear ice kechazer, so kechazer is different than carbon. Carbon you're being matfis b'davar another, kechazer being matfis b'davar aser. You don't say anything, you just say davar aser, so we mean you're trying to be mamshach liyisr from a davar another. But if you say kechazer, so you see we're not being mamshach liyisr from a davar another, that's why it doesn't work. But here, when you say shvuko or shvusa, when you say the kinoi, you're not saying anything different. You're not saying that you don't mean shvua. You're just missing a lashon shvua. Shvusa doesn't mean something else. If shvusa doesn't work, it's because it doesn't mean anything. So I b'zai said Hashem, you should be able to make a yad from it. Yeah, not mochich, but you could say such a teretz. The ma'aseh, if you yourself completed the deed, but we don't make a yad, can't say. Halakabanim is a machlokes rishonim. The Ran brings the raya from here that shvua doesn't need a shame. That's a shita of the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the Rosh. Kamer Rishainim, that there's no din that you need to askaris Hashem for a shvua. The Ran brings the Rabbeinu Tam, that's mechalak, that mushmim pi atzmai doesn't need shame, mushmim pi chayim doesn't need shame. That's totally in the complexities of the sugya there in shvuas. The Ran is bothered with the Rabbeinu Tam. The shita say Rambam is that shvua does need shame, period. All shvua need shame. If you don't say a shame, it's not a shvua. There's no malchus, there's no carbon, it doesn't work for a shvua lahaba. To say that you did something, it doesn't work for a shvua l'sha'avar, to make a shvua that something is true. Without a shame, it's not a shvua. The Rambam Grada says that it's still asr. He doesn't explain why. There aren't in Shavuos at the end of the fourth perek. He says the Isser comes from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says by Shol that he made a Cherim or a Ish, and that blives like a Shavuah, even though he didn't say Hashem. So you see there's an Isser Medivir Kabbalah. That's how the Ran learns. The Kiryat Sefer says it's a Lachal Meshim Sinai. The Machne Ephraim says it's the Rabbanan. Al Kapanim, Lagabi, the Dinei Atera, whether it's Karban or Malkus, whether it's a Shavuah La'abal, a Sha'avah, Shavuah Se'edah, Shavuah Se'edah, whatever type of Shavuah, everything needs a scar as a shame with Asaramba. The Raya that holds no. He holds ground as Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Kon. Does he need a scar as a shame? That is through the Sugi and Shavuos. You learn that from Sukkim. But the Shavuos that we're discussing here, he says like this. Bal Yachel doesn't need a shame. When you make a Shavuos, you'll do something. You'll be over Le Yachel Devarai, even without a shame. Karbin Shavuos doesn't need a shame. Doesn't say shame in that Pasuk. Ishkisi Shavu Levatav Yisrayim Lahara Lehetav. Vanellim imenu doesn't say anything about a shame. But you want to be over for Shua Sheker and Shua Shav, the life of the Raisa, of Laisa Shavu Bishmi La Sheker, or Laisisa Shema Shemele Kechel Ashav, then you need a shame. It says, Laisa Shavu Bishmi La Sheker. Bishmi, it says a shame. Laisisa Shema Shemele Kechel Ashav. So it depends where it says it's the Pasuk. The pasuk of Le'achel Dvar just says Yishav Shavuot. Doesn't say anything about Lashem. Doesn't say anything about Hashem. Doesn't say a shame. So maybe you don't need a shame. The pasuk of Karbin Shavuot, you don't need a shame. Doesn't say. But the laugh of being Iver Shavuot Shek and Shavuot Shav, there it says shame. It says Le'si Shavu Bishmi LaSheker. It says Klar Shavuot B'Shem. Le'si says Shame Hashem LeKechel Hashav. Klar. That's the sheet that's arriving. The Ram brings it here. So Berach, we have four sheet this. The Ran holds in all cases a Shua does not need a shame. Kamri Shenim hold that way. The Rosh, the Rajba, the Ra. The Rambam holds in all cases Shua does need a shame. The Raiv is Mechalik. The Lavim that say shame, like she says shame, Hashem, Lekech, Lashav, Lashav, Vishmi, Lashaka, then you need a shame. Otherwise, you don't need a shame. So, Lechari Kema Abstalin, what's Pshat Neri Shainim that say you don't need a shame? Lechari the Raiv is right. How could it be like Sashavu Bishmi La Sheker and a guy made a shvu and didn't make a shvu Bashem and he's over the lively Sashavu Bishmi La Sheker? How could it be over the lively Sisa Shem Hashem Lekechel Ashav if he wasn't there Sashem Hashem Lekechel? So there's really two answers. The Ramban and the Rosh in Shvuos in the end of the fourth parak, they say that the Kurik Al Tiyadis. Anytime someone says a Lashon Shavua, we know what he means. He means a Shavua B'Hashem. It works out the Yadnes. The Taisus read later in the Perek, the Shulta Gibarim, in Shavuos, is Mashma, you don't even have to come on to Yadnes. The word Shavua, unless otherwise specified, means B'Hashem. That's what a Shavua means. A Shavua is a Shavua B'Hashem. That's a Taitch of a Shavua. When you say Shavua, you mean Shavua B'Hashem. You don't have to come on to Yadnes. That's a Pshat. And the Rishayim that Shua doesn't need Eskar as Hashem, because he means Hashem. Well, see others. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? And even in the Ravid that says that when the Pasuk says, Laisa Shavu Bishmi, you need shame. Why doesn't it work Al Tziyadis? Why doesn't it work as that's what he means? Why doesn't Al Kapanim work Al Tziyadis? So Meftali says, a Gevaldige Taitch. The Rishonim that hold you don't need a Shavuah B'Shem, the Ran, the Rosh, the Rishonim that say Yadais, they hold the Pshat that the Ikka Lav is because you said a Shavuah. No, Vos, a Shavuah has to be a Shavuah B'Shem. You're not Chai if you're saying Chai Parai. If you swear by something other than Hashem, that's not a Shavuah. But when you just stam say a Shavuah, you mean a Shavuah B'Shem. Well, Yadais will be a Shavuah B'Shem. Well, that's what a Shavuah inherently means, a Shavuah B'Shem. But every Shavuah is a Shavuah B'Shem, either Al Tziyadis or Be'etzim. So mainly, you don't need Askar as a shame. That's what a Shavuah means. That's what it is. Mashenkin, the Rambam, and the Ravid hold. That thing you need Askar as a shame. Lefi the Rambam, legabi ul dinei Shavuah. Lefi the Ravid, Al Kapanim, when the Torah says, Lesa Shavu B'Shmi, or Lesis Hashem Hashem Alekecha, it's not the Pshat, because otherwise we don't consider it a Shavuah B'Hashem. We don't know that he means a Shavuah B'Hashem. It's not considered a Shavuah B'Hashem. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that Askaris Hashem gives it a bigger Chaymer. The Askaris Hashem makes it into a more Chamadik Shavuah. Without an Askaris Hashem, it's missing the Chaymer of the Shavuah. Just like the Gemara that the Ran brought, Lagab Shavuah Seita, a Machlaikis, if you need shame, the shame of Mefurish, if you need Kinuyim, Right? If you hold you need a shem mefurish and kinuyim are not enough. Not the pshat because we don't know what the kinuy means. The kinuy avada means Hashem. Now you need the chaymer of saying out the shem mefurish to make it a chamadik shvuah. Like Nikita Schreifetz, you make a shvuah and a sefer teretz. It's a muhammadik shvuah. When you speak out the shem Hashem, it makes the muhammadik shvuah. For that, it doesn't help yadais. For that, it doesn't help your kavana. You need the askara. The askara gives it a chaymer. Now the Rambam holds that legabi all dine shvuah. If you don't have that chaymer of askara's Hashem, it's not a shvuah. Only legabi iser. Whether the iser is halacha meshim Sinai, or the iser comes from the pasuk, like the Ran says in shvuahs, that Shaul said Ara Ish, or if the Isser is the Rabbana like the Machne Ephraim. But the Lavim and the Torah, and the Dine HaTorah, the Din Karban, all the Dine HaTorah by Shua, is dafka when you meisef a chayimah to the Shua, ayidei v'askaris Hashem. The Ravidols know. Mecha Teista by other Shuas, you need that chayimah. Only where the Torah says it. But where the Torah says, l'sheshavu b'shmil ha-sheker, el'sis Hashem Hashem l'kecha b'shav, you need to be making the shvuah more chaymer al yidei the actual askaris Hashem. Hashem, the other Hashem, well, no. As long as it is a shvuah b'Hashem, which that could be al tziyadeis, or that could be because you kavan a shvuah b'Hashem, that alone is what the Torah acid. You don't have to add a chaymer with askaris Hashem.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.